but I'm ready now.
That's awesome. Viewers, listeners, how y'all doing? Welcome to another episode of Geekly Reveal. We're chilling tonight. It's a chill night. We're both drained and dead, basically.
Sorry, we're a day late.
Day late, little late in time, but it's all right. You
know? Day late and a dollar short.
I didn't want to go there, but it's there. I'm there with you.
I'm never not a dollar short. I live in New York City.
That's fair. It's a good point. Besides that, how you doing tonight, Steph? Tell me how your day went.
Today was better than yesterday. So this is in no way a excuse for any of you to not get your flu shot, but I did get my flu shot on Tuesday night, and I woke up Wednesday morning with what I could only call flu-like symptoms, like achy, nausea, like headache, that kind of fun jazz. So I'm feeling much better today than I did yesterday, and hopefully I will not get the flu, because if that was a example of it, I'm not down. But still get vaccines are good. Still get your flu shot. Herd immunity.
Immunity is good. We want to be immune to all the diseases and not get crushed by those things. Diseases are no fun. Colds are no fun. Flus are no fun.
How are you, Dom?
I'm all right, actually. I'm doing pretty well today. Just having a regular day. Worked. I watched the Nintendo Direct today, so that's my big nice news today. And then I played some Overwatch.
It seems like it's been like it was like a little bit of a whiplash direct from Twitter.
It's how in trouble do I want to get myself in today is the question. let's be honest with it. How much trouble am I willing to get in, and how
that
bad?
That is your call.
No, but we there was a direct, and it was very light on Smash Bros. For once, which people were a little bit excited
relieved
for.
About?
They were relieved, because a lot of people are against entitlement until it's the thing that they want to be there. So people are like, no one cares about Smash. And it's like, well, that's been the one consistent game between all their systems, and has honestly been the reason a lot of people have bought systems. Let's keep it 100. But a lot of people in the Smash community, we've been, I say we, like I'm in the Smash community, I'm on the fringes of it, have been saying, ever since they released the idea of Echo Fighters, which are basically clone characters with maybe a few tweaks, people have been like, oh, well, they've got to put Isabelle in. Everybody loves Isabelle from Animal Crossing. If the villager's there, why can't she be? So she was shown to be in there. And I think I put some tweets out. I retweeted it already from like earlier in this month when they said there was a direct. I'm like, I'm predicting Animal Crossing news and Smash Bros. News. And as soon as I saw Isabelle walking around the mayor's office, I'm like, it says not gameplay kind of thing. And it was like the same tag that's at the bottom of like all the trailers, like the same one with Castlevania and Inklings. I'm like, oh, she's in Smash. Like, cool. The post person came in, I'm like, yeah, it's gonna be Smash. And then there was an envelope had a red dot. I'm like, it's a Smash envelope. And she's like, oh, I'm in Smash. So all people on Twitter are like, this is bullshit, no one gives a fuck about Smash, we're tired of hearing about it, how dare you do this to us, Nintendo, you guys are dickheads. And just showed like a little trailer of Isabelle, and then it goes back and you see Tom Nook, that shady bastard from the first game or whatever game, like in the office, like just kind of looking at his computer and looking at the screen, then going back to the computer. He's like, yeah, the mayor's gone, Isabelle's gone. And I'm like, oh, there's a Switch on his desk. Obviously, Animal Crossing's coming to Switch. Like, no one needs to be mad. And people are just flipping on Twitter, and then it just says Animal Crossing 2019. Like, they don't have anything major for it yet. But he's like, now that people are, with everybody so busy smashing and camping, because, like, Animal Crossing camp or whatever, he's like, you know, someone's got to take ownership, like, of what's going on and make sure people have something to do. So, like, yeah, they announced an Animal Crossing for Nintendo Direct, and everyone's like, don't play with my emotions, Nintendo. And I'm like, the only reason your emotions got played with is because you're, like, the saltiest fan base right now. But, yeah, so we're getting another Animal Crossing so people can, like, be happy and excited about that.
Nice.
So that's good news. People were happy. And then a bunch of other stuff. Like, I was reacting to it. I did, like, a stream that may or may not get copy claimed, but... It was just me, you know, watching and reacting to the different all the different news. There's some good news in there, though, I'd say.
Good.
This is all the stuff I have to talk about. But besides that, work was decent. Kind of just dealing with some other stuff. Got an oil change for my car. Life's good. Life's fine.
That's good. You know what's also good?
Please tell me.
Vacation in 6 weeks. Oh. 5 weeks.
Okay, so yeah, that's a good thing until I remember I gotta like make costumes and stuff.
What makes you feel better? I am like trying to avoid tossing around the idea for myself that I probably have all of the stuff under my bed to make a Lars costume if I wanted to. At least in terms of like cape fabric, I would have to buy stuff to make the pink wig, obviously, but like,
sure.
Other than that, like, and like pink face makeup, but I probably have the fabric, and that's bad news for me because Comic-Con is in 3 weeks, and so, I so really don't. So you have a full
report for us on that, right? For Geekly?
Of course. but yeah, I really don't need more.
But you can, like, you know, you can. Like
if I sat down on Sunday this weekend, I could probably crack the cape out and be done with it.
Like, you're very, very good. Like, you know, you could crush it in, like, a couple hours, maybe. I have a lot of faith in you. I guess that's the moral of the story. I have all the faith in the world in you on that one.
Well, I appreciate it.
For sure. I mean, what costumes? What are you taking to Comic-Con? What kind of costumes you got?
I really haven't decided yet. I definitely, like, I'm hoping it's not rainy that weekend because I want to take my Loop costume. I haven't had as many chances to wear it as I want to, and especially not with all the full skeleton makeup.
Sure.
I've only had that once. I might wear the Howl's Moving Castle costume that I wore to FlameCon again. That was really fun. Comfy, okay. People liked it. But there are 4 days of Comic-Con, and I don't know. It'll probably be a crapshoot, like, what I pull out from under my bed and want to use. There'll probably be at least one Homestuck costume. Gotta dust them off every so often.
I have some Homestuck news for you.
What?
It's not really Homestuck news, it's just something that...
Hive Song Part 2 coming out?
I've heard all those words before. No, So I told you how Overwatch League is in those expansion teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of their GMs, like the GM, I think, or some other affiliate to the Washington, D.C. team, is, she's like, hey, I'm not trying to misgender anybody if I accidentally have. I thought I saw her in the pronouns, but this person was like, hey, I'm going to be the person for the D.C. Overwatch League team that's unnamed in, like, their Twitter. Tweeted it and retweeted it. I click on this person's profile. I'm like, that's a Homestuck-ass Homestuck. That's what that is. And it was just very funny because I'm like, in 2018, there's still Homestucks because...
My favorite kind of Homestuck, the Homestuck-ass ones.
The loyal ones. When I say there's still people in 2018 caring about Homestuck, there is zero shade and zero malice in that statement. It is purely, I'm happy for those people.
Yeah.
Like,
you stuck with it, bud.
Well, I like the idea of it, you know, everything from the 90s is coming back. Maybe this will get nostalgic for Homestuck when, like, the Juggalos overthrow the president. It's an AU, so they can overthrow the president, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, it was gonna be bad news in the actual Homestuck story, but at this point, it'd be cool. Like, I'd be down. ICP has proven itself on the side of what's good and right. Well, against all odds.
I know ICP doesn't like racists, so like the bar has been lowered, but like at the same time, there it is.
Yeah.
Speaking of ICP, let's talk about white rappers.
I was gonna say, wow, that's a... What more is there to talk about?
I don't know. We talk
about white rappers. You talking about Eminem's latest?
Yeah, he released that album. Did you hear it by chance, like, in passing? I know you wouldn't have sought it out.
I did not hear it.
Okay.
I heard about it on Twitter.
I heard the two skits from it. Say what you will about Eminem, but he's one of the rappers who uses skits in a way on his album that still sounds acceptable. But Yeah, I've heard mixed reviews from like reputable people. Like some people are like, "Yo, this thing slaps," and some people are like, "This is garbage. This dude needs to stop." And everything in between from like relevant people. Some people be like, "Yo, the homophobia on that song needs to cut it out, but the man can still rap." And there's people like, "Yo, I don't care about homophobia, but this dude's washed." And like I said, everything in between. It's just a really wild ride. But he started a. He kind of responded to a beef or started a beef with Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, I saw that. I had to
And
look up who Machine Gun Kelly was.
no, that's fine because he's really not that great. So don't feel bad about it. The dude hasn't been relevant in years. His relevancy was just that he called like Eminem's daughter hot at one point when it was like a creepy thing to do, which Eminem like got pissed off about, which as a father, or you should be upset that someone would say something shitty about your daughter. On the other hand, like you're Slim Shady, who has said like horrible shit about lots of
Incredibly shitty
people,
stuff,
so
yeah.
it's like Marshall Mathers deserves to be mad, but Slim Shady and Eminem have like they're in a glass house throwing lots of cinder blocks at this point.
Yeah.
But also some other shit that was like back and forth. But the reason I bring it up, just people are like, "Oh man, this is the kick in the ass that rap needed. We need a real battle." I'm like, "Yo, y'all are not like not to gatekeep, but like." Y'all ain't real hip hop fans if this is what you've been waiting for,
Yeah.
Like, not to gatekeep, but if you were like, "Oh my gosh, like Suicide Squad is the first time fictional characters ever got together," you'd be like, "No, like that's not true. It's the first one that you cared about. I'm not here to tell you that it's not valid. I'm not here to tell you that you should enjoy it." But to act like there were no beefs in hip hop, or that like hip hop was
Yeah, like people got
stagnating.
shot.
Yes,
People have gotten shot.
people have. Literally died during beef. To bring that up, like, this is a pop culture podcast, so it's still in our wheelhouse. Did you see the stuff about Nicki and Cardi B?
Yeah, I saw that too. It's like it's sad because like as a person who is like much more on the pop music side of rap, like I know like Cardi's one song and like I like a lot of Nicki's music, but like it seems like she's been making a mess of herself over the last like year in terms of her rap career.
Yeah, so Nicki's rap career has been like it's been middling like recently, like not producing fire, but like a lot of people like it's not trash. So from the pop side, she's doing all right, and even from like the hip hop charts. But a lot of the reasons Nicki's getting canceled are like cultural things. Like to me, it's been one of those tests, like when people are like, "Oh, well, if the genders were reversed," kind of bullshit. And now we're seeing it. Like, yo, what would you do if like one of your female faves? With like hanging around with like shitty dudes, like what would you do then? It's like, well, if we're gonna stick to this cancel culture thing, which by the way isn't actually as valid as people think it is, because no one's actually getting canceled. At least men aren't getting canceled. But if we're gonna say, yo, so and so is a bad dude for hanging out with this rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine, like we gotta call out Nicki for it too. And she just has been like hostile towards like other female rappers and stuff like that. And Cardi's been like kind of the underdog, people's champ kind of person. So it's like, yo, like, why are you coming after like this person when you could be not doing that? It's been kind of one-sided as like Nicki's been like, "Yo, Cardi sucks, Cardi sucks." Kind of, that's the gist that I get. But the reason I brought that up is because people are like, "Oh, when has hip hop ever gotten to a beef that's just been so classless and terrible?" And it's like, people died,
But
like.
yeah, like, bro,
People have actually died,
people died.
like, and been shot at, been jumped. There's been like, classless stuff has happened. So two people getting in a fight, that's small potatoes. Like, no one was injured, no one pressed charges. I don't care. Like,
Real though,
that's
like,
tabloid levels.
what
That's tabloid level.
the
And some people had to like make it a whole thing, like, "Oh, this is why white people don't invite us nowhere. This is why it's like classless." I'm like, bro, like, this isn't the reason why people aren't inviting us to places. And also, who the hell cares? Like, quit with the respectability politics. Like, come on, bro.
For real?
I say, bro. I don't know if that's the hot take that men were having. I think that would have been like a woman's hot take. I think the male hot take was like, yeah. Some dude was like, "See, man, this is why females, they're too sensitive to rap, man. You get upset about one thing." And that's when people are like, people died, like people have shot each other. I don't know if this is really the time to pull the women are sensitive card. Like people have made rap albums that were just to diss people. Eminem's getting a lot of flack for that, like, yo, big bully in rap can't take a joke, like, it's like, yeah, it's kind of looking like, you can't take critics talking at you, man, but, like, your whole career was built off, like, shit talking. It's not a good look, my man.
Yeah, for real.
But that's the pop culture. Also, this stuff with Serena Williams, you know?
Yeah, that's...
People being shitty about that.
Fucking yikes.
The male tennis players have, like, came out and be like, oh, yeah, she doesn't get treated fairly. We've been way worse than this. Like, that's a thing, right? They've said... Yeah. I think if they're willing to say they've been, like, treated unfairly in a, like, in their favor, who are we to say, nuh-uh, you're treated totally fairly, and Serena's being irrational, despite the fact that you were there and you know what happens.
Yeah. Like... Yeah. Also, like, I feel like a weird sort of, like, sideways shame, like, more than usual, because that terrible newspaper in Australia that put out that, like, super racist comic is owned by News Corp Australia, which is the same company, the parent company that owns Harper.
Yeah, that's not your fault. Don't take
it's the... not my like Rupert Murdoch's not my fault, but I was like, oh my god, another thing.
I mean, that's fair.
I was like, News Corp really just keeps shitting the bed on like everything.
It's so easy not to be shitty, and then
so easy.
But like, I don't know if racists are clever. Or if they're so unclever that, like, their bullshit's undetectable by other, like, bad people. Because people are like, oh, yeah, no one's going to say this is racist because, like, her opponent wasn't white, so no one's going to say it was racist this time. I'm like, I mean...
Her opponent, like...
Her opponent's not the one who did the racist action, like, you know...
Yeah, and also, like, her opponent's half Japanese, which ended up, like, putting a whole other, like, nonsense...
Oh, yeah.
Level of racism into the thing with like Japanese people like claiming that like claiming her for Japan and like erasing the fact that she is half black and like all she sorts was, of nonsense. Like
she was very half Haitian until she beat Serena Williams, and then like suddenly, oh, she's Japanese. Like, yeah, that's true, and I'm not here to erase anyone's identity.
Yeah, but she sure is still Japanese, but also.
This is a very clearly not a, this is a woman that is from the African diaspora, like, I think Haitian.
Yeah.
She's on our team, in a way. And Serena Williams doesn't have any ill will towards her, you know?
Yeah.
Also, I'd hate to be like, oh, hey, I was about to beat Serena Williams, like, regularly, and then y'all took that away and made it, like, it's forever gonna be like, oh, I beat her in, like, a few sets instead of, or a few games. Like, she didn't need the help, so it's not like it's not a situation of like, oh, well, without this call Serena would have won. Like, I don't know if anyone necessarily thinks that, but it's more like there was like you were just being a dickhead like for this, you know, and everyone knows that.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet or an image going around.
Oh, bless my you. Gosh. Pardon me.
Yeah, I saw a tweet going around that was like, oh yeah, some of the umpires are thinking about boycotting. Like, and if the NBA was like, well, we're going to boycott because LeBron's a baby, the NBA would be like, fine, see ya. Like,
right?
Because the NBA, with all of its problems in the actual athleticism of it, like, I think, you know, the game's getting a little bit too simple for how big the guys are. Like, it's easy to dunk. Like, they're so big, it's easy for them to get down the court. Some people dive, and there's a little bit too much theatrics sometimes in the play. The NBA as an organization is like, hey, here's our set rules about, like, for instance, kneeling. Before it was even a controversy, people were like, hey, here's what the rules were, like,
yeah,
if you break them, here's what will happen, and we're not going to change that for or against you. They had let their players have, like, a voice, you know, like, there's stars in the NBA, even besides LeBron, and they support their stars. Like, I was having a discussion with somebody, I'm like, yo, try to name a football player who had a shoe, like... It's possible. I don't know all the shoes, but, like, off the top, I'd be like, well, I remember, well, Jordan, first off, I remember Iverson had shoes, LeBron has shoes, Kobe has shoes, I think Steph Curry has a shoe, and the reason behind that, I'm saying, is there's personalities in the sport, you know?
Yeah.
Basketball's not a sit down, shut up, be happy you even got the chance, you work for us, play the game, boy, kind of thing. It's a job. We all have jobs.
Shut up and dribble.
Yeah, it's like, and that's what's happening like a lot in football. Like, Pittsburgh fans are real big in their football. Be like, shut up and play. That's, And I'm like, yeah, these guys are getting paid millions. But like, they're still people, you know?
Yeah.
And you try to translate it to your job. You're like, well, what if you try to do this at your job? I'm like, my job isn't an entertainment job, you know? There's not,
yeah.
My boss and their bosses aren't making like millions of dollars, you know? If there was different taxes and charity laws or something, and I don't know, let's say the Roonies pulled in like a modest amount of profit off of the team, and then Tomlin mm-hmm. got paid a modest amount, and they're like, hey, our players only pay, they only get paid, I don't know, $100,000 a year, like a small six figure, but they only play so many times out of the year, and here's the responsibilities. Okay, cool. But it's like, yo, the revenue generated, you can't justify your players not making that much. And there's a whole discussion to be had about, like, what is this worth? How much are you playing for? Like, if you only play for 5 years, should you be, like, compensated for 20 years kind of thing? If that's your only skill you have. So it's just been a lot. I don't know. I know there's a lot of sports talk, but it's just, like, the pop culture around it fascinates me. And that's why I appreciate basketball. And Overwatch League, esports and stuff, I support. The WWE gave a champion belt to London Spitfire. So apparently they have like a similar joint venture type of thing. Like
mm-hmm.
one of the WWE owners, I think, Triple H, or one of the owners or something, like has stake in Cloud9, which is the London Spitfire team. But also that's something the WWE just does. Like I think they gave Serena a belt at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like the first esports team, I think, that's gotten one of their belts. So, like, it's starting to become, like, a pretty big deal, I'd say. Like, I think it's, I'm happy with the games, like, the league's progress and stuff like that. I quite enjoy it. And there's, like, a lot of talents in there. A lot of semi-celebrities, if you will. You gotta get a team next year, Steph.
Yeah, I gotta. I mean, probably stereotypical, but I probably would just go New York XL. Like,
I don't think that's stereotypical. You live there.
Yeah, they're my home team.
That's not even bandwagoning. That's just literally your home team. Like, that's a fair. you're also lucky
they,
that, like,
they should have gone to the finals.
There's no reason they weren't in the finals. I have no idea what happened. I'm still confused about that. People are like, well, you know, the meta changed. I'm like, I don't care. Like, in what stretch are they not better than the teams they would have played against? And that can be proven by an all-star weekend. They were utterly dominant because it was mostly just New York's team, and they were still good. So I'm like, okay, so y'all could have adapted. I think they just got kind of momentum wasn't in their favor, but World Cup had another qualifying round this past weekend. United States played Canada in the last match, which was perfect because they were both at that point guaranteed to go on to BlizzCon for the championship. So it was really a matter of who's going to leave with the better record and the better seed. So Canada didn't drop a map before us, and we had dropped some maps, but we beat them pretty handily. So I think, like, overall, we have the better record, more games.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some nice trash talk between the teams. It's been a lot of fun, so it's good. It's good. People are actually predicting there's going to be some competition in the finals this year. South Korea has always looked strong, but so does, I want to say, Finland looks really strong, and Canada and the USA look strong, so there's a chance that someone could finally beat the South Korean team, which it's, I like all the players on the South Korean team. It's just, it's boring watching the same country win every year.
Yeah. Watching everyone.
But if like someone it's beats like
watching
them,
the Patriots win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Except I don't like the Patriots. I like South Korea. I just don't want them to be the winners every year. You know, if they lose this year, then it's like, fine, go ahead. Like, once the champion can be beat, I don't care if they win forever.
Yeah, I feel ya.
So yeah. What else? What else we got? What other news? I think you were watching something.
I watched the trailer for the new Sabrina, the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina show, which is a, I guess it's kind of a reboot of the Sabrina the Teenage Witch show, but it's more just a different retelling of the comic books than it is a reboot of the old, like, Melissa Joan Hart show, if that makes sense. Like, it's, like, the difference between, like Batman Begins and, like, Batman versus Superman aren't the same universe.
Right.
Like, it's not like, they're not a reboot of the same Batman story. They're both based on the comics in a different way. So, like, that was... That's kind of, like, what this is. And so it's... I don't know whether or not... It's from the creators of Riverdale. I don't know whether or not it's going to be set in the same universe as Riverdale.
Hmm. Is there magic and stuff in Riverdale?
I don't know. But, like, that's always been, like, kind of, like, a shaky thing in the Riverdale... Or in, like, the Archie comics, from what I understand. Like, Sabrina goes to this... Like, Sabrina exists in the same universe as them, but, like, Sabrina's... comics have magic in them, and like Archie's comics are like slice of life.
Well, I mean, I guess do other people know about Sabrina's magic in the comics, like other people in her comic, other than like her family, or is it kind of like hidden magic, like Charmed?
I don't know. I mean, like if I recall correctly, in the original show, she was made to keep her power secret.
Okay, so that gels with, like, the Archie world, then.
Yeah. So, like, it could work.
So what are you thinking about it, then? You think it's gonna be good?
The trailer looks cool. Like, it's a very, very different tonally from the other show. I've never read a single Archie comic in my entire life, so I have no idea what the actual comic is like. It feels very similar to Riverdale in tone, more so than the original, or like the old Sabrina show, which was a little bit more campy.
Yeah, I liked that show.
Yeah, I mean, like, not that there's like anything wrong with that, like, it was a great show.
Plus Salem was there.
And yeah, Salem was cool. Got Salem. And so, like, there's that, but I think it looks cool, and it looks not like too grimdark, and not like completely off the rails like I feel like American Horror Story has kind of gotten. But I think it looks interesting. I mean, I probably won't watch it because I don't ever watch television.
That's a lie. You watch the Adventure Time finale. That's television.
True, that's television.
And there's gays in Riverdale. What are you waiting for?
I don't know, man. It's already built up a season against me, out of my favor. Like, it has, like, what's this, on its third season? I would have so much to catch up on.
Okay, that's true.
It's excuses.
It sounds like excuses on Decky. I'm trying to think. I had a point. What shows are coming out? I was thinking of something. I've been watching videos about, like, upcoming cartoons. There's not, like, a lot of cartoon content on Twitter. Like, cartoon discussion the way there's, like, on Annie Twitter. Like, anime Twitter. Or YouTube. And I don't know why that is. Like, none of the cartoon YouTubers have, like, got above, like, a million subscribers. Which is interesting.
Yeah.
But they say, like, there's not a lot to talk about. Because most of the content is, like, yo, SpongeBob needs to be off the air. Teen Titans Go sucks. Family Guy and Simpsons have gone downhill. And then Steven Universe. And there's not much else to really talk about. People don't search for it. But
yeah,
the hot topic, I think, is those new, like, that new Netflix show.
There's like,
that Spice show.
The Wedge one?
It's like Spice or something.
I haven't heard of that
show
one.
Like Kate Leth is on.
The Crunchyroll show?
The what?
Crunchyroll show?
Yeah, the Crunchyroll show. What's that called? I feel like Spice was in the title.
I feel like it has Magical Girl or Magic Witch or something in the title, too.
Yeah, so people were trying to, like, reach to complain about that, and some people were upset about Thundercats Go or whatever it's called, Thundercats Roar. And this one YouTuber I watched was like, dude, it doesn't matter, like, why are you guys mad about this? Like, maybe it's for kids, and, like, the old Thundercats kind of sucked. Like,
yeah, it's like the people who were, like, pissed off about She-Ra, like, did you really watch that when you were a kid? Like, that was the girly shit when you were a kid. You didn't watch that. Also, so, was it good? No.
I'm wondering, like what kind of stuff had, like, crossover appeal?
Yeah.
Because, like, I know the Powerpuff Girls did. Like, I know a lot of guys liked Powerpuff Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And that show was, like, dope, and I know a lot of girls liked it. So, like, when the reboot happened, people were like, well, this isn't the show I liked. If kids like it, fine, but it seems to kind of suck. And seeing as it didn't get the numbers Teen Titans Go did or any other numbers, it must have sucked to kids too. Which is a shame, because like the Powerpuff Girls are really fresh, and they had a great rogues gallery. So I don't know how many people liked She-Ra. I think more, I guess, dudes, straight guys at least, would have liked Chitara more from Thundercats. So like,
yeah, because she was like the Smurfette character. Like, you could have your like manly, grumpy show, and then also have your one character to have your like awkward puberty about.
Yeah, but also Kit and Kat were there too. Like, so there was so there wasn't just like, yeah, there was like one person if you wanted to like be horny for, but there was also like there was other like another girl character.
So, yeah,
but she was like a child, but I guess everyone was like kind of a child, like. But like, I guess she would have been the same age as the target demographic, because like Kit was supposed to be like an avatar, not an avatar character, but like I think some boys could have saw themselves in Kit because they were like young boys. So like if you were Kit's age, you were Kat's age too. So like it wouldn't be creepy because you'd be a kid, but you probably wouldn't think anything where you'd be like, oh hey, that's like the girl from my class. And Chitara was like that grown woman kind of person.
Yeah.
But like, also that shit didn't make any sense because they went to sleep to come to Earth, like, and Lino was a child, like Kit and Kat, but then they crashed here, and then Lino was an adult, and nobody else aged, and I don't know why he was the only person that aged, but whatever. You know, as long as, like, Panther Man, whatever his name is.
Panther.
I didn't watch this shit, like, I'm not mad that, like, that they're changing it. I didn't watch the anime either, which seemed pretty cool with Wolf or Dale, but as long as Panthro has, like, a black dude voice, I think we'll be alright. Like, done by a black guy.
Yeah, I mean, there's also, like, the Marvel Rising trailer. I've been reading the comics that go along with that.
What's that one?
And that's the, like, the new show that's gonna have, like, Squirrel Girl and Miss Marvel and Miss America and...
Oh, yeah, that shit looked fresh. Was that a cartoon or a live action?
It's a cartoon, but it's got like the same lady who's playing Squirrel Girl in whatever live action thing, whenever it gets picked up, that New Warriors, the same person's playing her voice actor.
She was the AT&T and, like, woman, right?
I think so. She has like a very like Eastern European sounding name.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Like Milana Ventrub or something like that. But
very, very I think she'll do a great Squirrel Girl because she has like a, I don't know, this is me just being kind of a shitty guy, but she's very cute, I think.
Yeah.
And I think that it plays the Squirrel Girl's like aesthetic.
Yeah, and like they've got like some interesting, like very interesting, like cross Marvel Universe casting to me, like because like that there's that one that she's playing Squirrel Girl in live action and animated, and also Chloe Bennett from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is playing Daisy Johnson, the Quake, like the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent character, in the cartoon, which is also her character in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but like a very different universe character version.
That's interesting. I'm burned out on Marvel, homie. Like, there's so much stuff. I need like a break.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. But the comics so far, I feel like Marvel's being stupid about it, like, and they're not numbering them in a sane way. But the comics so far, like, the first one was called like Marvel Rising Alpha, and the second one was like Omega, and like the first one, third one was like Finale or something like that. Like, it wasn't just like 1, 2, 3. It was like you had to like.
You basically did A, Z, then end.
Yeah, like, no Greek alphabet to figure it out, which was a pain in the ass, but...
They gotta get people out here learning somehow.
Especially because I don't go to the... Like, I very, very rarely get my comics weekly, so, like, maybe they sold out of one in the middle. Like, maybe...
Oh, I hate
like,
comics.
I have no idea whether
I hate comics as a medium. Like, I like the art of them. And I like having comics. I like reading comics. But I don't like getting comics. Like, it's such a huge pain in the ass. Like, hey, give me $5 once a month for some shit that doesn't, like, make sense and it might be out of order and you might not be able to get all of it.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, hey, here's 4 out of 5 collector's editions covers. So now you have 4/5 of a mural, and one of them's super rare, and we only made one of it. I'm like, well, can I just have the regular cover? They're like, no. This one only was alternate cover, so actually the rare one's the regular one. And I'm like, this is why I want to buy them digital. Like, I had to buy digital comics one time to complete an arc, and I didn't want to. I wanted to support my local comic shop. But I didn't know a new series came out in the middle of it once. Which, like, cool, thanks. Glad this is happening. What else?
Yeah, there's another cartoon that I saw that isn't She-Ra or Marvel that I was excited about, and I can't remember what it is now. Oh, the Craig of the Creek? Did you see anything about that?
Craig of the Creek, or in the Creek.
Yeah, like Craig. Yeah, I think it's Craig in the Creek or Craig something. Craig in relation to a creek.
Oh, yeah, in some yeah, way. Yeah. I saw about this. I don't remember why.
It's like a kind of like.
It's like a slice of life thing.
Like slice of life adventure story. Like.
What's with a black kid?
But yeah, the black. Like Craig, the main character, is a black kid. It's just like.
Yeah, it looks pretty nifty.
Like, that looked pretty cute.
Oh, because it's an Ian Jones QWERTY joint, right?
I think so, yeah.
Man, that guy let so many people down and then, like, raised them up, like, 15 years later. He's such a great artist and, like, creator. I told you about that thing he did with RPG World.
Maybe?
So he had this...
A long time ago.
This web
comic. Is that the one that had, like, the what...
Yeah.
That's what the little, like, Cloud in Steven Universe is, and actually Cloud, it's...
Yeah, it's his dude, Hero.
Webcomic.
And we're like, yo, can we get the end of it? And he's like, guys, I'm burnt out. And we're like, look, man, it's like Michael Chu. We don't need you to create the content. Just tell us what happens. Like, and we'll make
fire. Just post your notes app.
And then we're like, I always respect the artists. I won't harass them. But I'm going to always hope, like, maybe one day he'll be inspired to come back. And then that episode of Steven Universe, people are like, oh, it's a cute little Sanic and Cloud. I'm like, that's not Cloud. That's a character. but he has this other show, OKKO, and then, like, Cloud.
OKKO is supposed to be really good, too. Yeah. I haven't watched any of it.
So I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Supposed to be heckin'
gay. Probably. I don't know. Somebody had, like, a bi sticker on their helmet. I think it's Rebecca Sugar's, like, peace sign, bi flag, I think, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
Whatever they made. It was, like, a sticker. But in one episode, Hero shows up, and, like, his villain shows up, and, like, Hero's love interest is in the end. I'm like, this isn't, like, the end of the arc, but it's closure.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just seeing him move around, I'm like, I geeked out in a way that was, like... But for people that didn't know, it was just fine. It was like some random guy, and it was fine because it was just some isolated story that was like RPG-esque.
Yeah.
But I watched it, I'm like, I had tears. I had like little tiny tears because I'm like, it's been like 15 years at least, and that's the smallest amount of closure. That's all I needed. And it was like, it was like thematically appropriate, like, and meta appropriate. Like, you know, there's some things that are just worth like, I'm done with the adventures, man. There's some things that are more important than like leveling up. And it's like, yeah, that is more, like, your life and sanity is more important than this story. But this one thing that you integrated so... Because it's like a Monster of the Week type show, I guess. Like, it's episodic. Uh-huh. So it didn't matter. So you were able to weave it in easily. And it, like, I don't know. I feel like that made so many people happy, in a way. And it meant a lot to me. And I know it meant a lot to other people because I saw them post it. But yeah, this Craig of the Creek, I just had it.
Of the Creek.
Yeah, Craig of the... It looks pretty cool. The guy's a little staff. It's a black guy. Like, he has, a regular...
Cute animation style.
Does he have a Caesar? Yeah, he has, like, a Caesar cut. And, like, you don't see, like, a lot of black hairstyles, but it's nice to see, like, yeah, it's, like, a regular black hairstyle, you know? And there's, like, apparently other characters that have other styles, and... I don't know. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, just... Explore the wilderness of the creek. I'd read it reminds me conceptually of there's
it's on
a
already.
Yeah, it's on.
I didn't know it was on. Okay.
There's a graphic novel that I read very recently, it just came out this summer, called The Cardboard Kingdom, which is really cute. It's a series of interconnected stories, the same artist throughout, but like different authors wrote the scripts for all the different interconnected stories, but it's all these kids in a neighborhood, just like imagining, like building their own costumes and like living their best lives through imagination play.
This is cute.
And it's like really fun and like very like inclusive. Like there's a
black girl has like a fro.
Yeah, like they're like it's a very diverse cast. Like they're one of my favorite characters is the sorceress, who's a little boy, like shown as a little boy, but he loves to play the sorceress and like and he dresses up in this like in his like sorcerer's gear and stuff. Yeah, the redheaded one. And it's just like a very like touching look at like how kids can use like imagination to play with gender and like sexuality and like all sorts of stuff, but like in a very innocent middle grade way. And
sure,
that's kind of what this concept of Craig of the Creek makes me think of, like kids going on adventures in like a very like in a mundane situation, but in a way that it makes it like where they are finding the magic in their own kind of world.
Yeah, I might have to like pick this up. This looks pretty good.
Is it on Netflix? Where is it?
The Cardboard Kingdom?
Oh no, Craig of the Creek. Cardboard Kingdom is a book. I know that. I read it.
That's what I'm like, what do you mean? Like you just told me about this book that, you know, it's probably not on Netflix. Craig of the Creek is a Cartoon good. Network should... show.
Okay.
I believe. Yeah, it's on Cartoon Network. There needs to be a better way to watch this stuff for people that don't want to pirate it. Like,
yeah, we had a presentation at work today where it was like where like our video content guy was saying like the shocking statistic that like 70% of people 18 to 49 get most of their video content like from the internet as opposed to or like from social media or like not from cable. And I was like, yeah, because no one could afford cable. Like no one's watching commercials on TV anymore because no one in the 18 to 49 like range is like, at least in New York City, has cable.
But not even just that, the big crutch with cable is that like DVR is also expensive on top of that. Like,
yeah, like you have to pay more for DVR.
Yeah, like a lot of us get cable pretty automatically if we're going to get internet. Like they kind of screw us in.
Yeah.
So fine, I have cable, but like when am I going to watch Adventure Time, for instance, when it comes on new? Like for one, it's hard to keep up with the schedule because they change these things. And also like, okay, well, Adventure Time comes on. So like right now, if it was on right now, I couldn't really be watching it because I have a schedule to hold like recording.
Yeah,
maybe
and like,
their app I could let you watch it for free, but even then you're not watching it on TV because it's like that doesn't fit with my schedule, or like maybe I work second shift, or maybe I work sporadically, or maybe it's a Saturday morning cartoon and my kids have soccer practice, or
even like when I was trying to watch the Adventure Time finale, like I signed into my mom's Comcast account and it wasn't up yet. Like,
yeah, so it was hard for you to watch it legally. Like,
yeah, like it was up on pirate sites long before it was up on legitimate streaming sites.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, I watched. Go ahead.
Like, well, that's how the the Scanlation world, like the manga world, like saw that was a problem, and now now the publishers of manga do like. On Thursday nights, as soon as Shonen Jump and like whatever magazines hit the stands in Japan, they're translating them so that they can like you can have a subscription to get the new chapters translated here, like legally, because otherwise people are always going to read the Scanlations, like the fan ones. So, like it seems like we need something like that for TV as well.
Yeah, like I don't know, like I haven't checked the app as much. Like I've just been out of the loop on a lot of, you know, like Cartoon Network shows. But like I watched the Rick and Morty season 3 finale. I watched it live, like, on the Adult Swim site, because I was very excited about it. I shouldn't have stayed up, but, you know, I was hoping something wild would happen. And then I wanted to watch it again, and the pirate sites had it up very quickly, and the site that I had literally just watched it on, if I recall correctly, it wasn't there, because they were still, like, transloading it or whatever, transposing it. But I'm like, so I just watched this legally, and if I want to watch it again, I have to do it illegally, or have done something on my back end, which would have been weird. And then, like, other episodes were up, but they're like, oh, well, we don't have the episode up for, like, a week, but then we're going to put up on the internet, like, a week later. I'm like, what ad revenue are you getting by not putting it up the next day or the same day? Like, what's the benefit to it, like, not being online? Especially if you're going to give it to me for free. South Park also did that, but I think they were under some weird contract. But I remember when I was still watching it, it would be up the night it came out, then the next night you'd be able to watch it on, like, the internet for, like, 2 weeks, and then it would go off for, till the season was over, but then it would come back on forever. And I think that was probably due to, like, some kind of licensing thing with, like, syndication and whatnot, or at least this Comedy Central reruns. I'm like, yo, if I want to watch this episode 2 weeks after the fact without a DVR, I have to break the law. That doesn't feel right. Like, that's really weird. So, media has definitely not caught up with the way we consume media. Speaking of, you're talking about Craig of the Creek, and I was just thinking about, and then you talked about the Cardboard Kingdom and the kid that plays as the sorceress. I still am very interested, I guess is the word, fascinated by the fact that they had all the RPG arc in South Park with the game and the few episodes they did that they were parodying Game of Thrones. The kids were playing Game of Thrones, and it was sometimes a parody of it, sometimes not. And Kenny played Princess Kenny, and everybody referred to Princess Kenny with female pronouns, including his family that weren't part of the game. Like, one point, his sister, Kenny's sister, you're like, yo, where's Kenny? And the sister's like, oh, yeah, my sister's outside playing. And you're like, you're the only girl in his family, but you're not playing the game. But it was cool, because, like, everyone respected that Kenny was playing a princess, you know?
Yeah.
Except for Cartman, because Cartman's the bad guy. And I'm like, I find it interesting that there's so much with South Park where they're like, hey, here's what's bad, here's bad guys, and people refuse to see that. But I found it interesting that, like, the creators were like, oh, no, Kenny's, like, playing a girl, so we're going to, like, respect, like, characters are going to respect those pronouns. I don't know if they were trying to be shitty to gender or if they were, like, respecting it or being like, oh, if someone wants to use these pronouns, like, why not stop them? And the fact that Cartman was the one who didn't do it, like, if it had been, like, one of the straight man characters who were like, eh, this is just a game, or, like, if they were trying to say that gender is definite and you shouldn't respect people's pronouns, it wouldn't have came from the bad guy character.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what the creators' opinions were on that. I've just been thinking a lot about creators, because, like, Seth MacFarlane's, like, really upset with, like, Trumpism and, like, unintelligent thought and stuff that goes on, like, in discourse. I'm like, bro, like, your art has been, like, has led to, like, the dumbing down of people's, like critique and argumentative style. Like, part of the reason that Aquaman is considered a joke is because of Family Guy. Like, he was portrayed once in Justice League Friends kind of thing. And then Family Guy's like, oh, Aquaman's useless. So people think Aquaman can only, like, talk to fish. But apparently that's not his powers at all. And he's way stronger than that. Like, he's actually a dope superhero, apparently. But Family Guy's had an influence on being, like, cynical, not caring about stuff. Like, oh, everybody's fair game. We make fun of everybody. So it's like, yo, Seth, when are you going to admit that maybe you had an effect on, like, our climate? Like, when are you going to say, you know what, maybe Family Guy wasn't, like, the move?
Yeah, for real.
That's just been, like, on my mind a lot recently. And, you know, Rick and Morty, at least Dan Harmon's kind of like, yo, guys, stop harassing women. He at least knows that his art appeals to, like, scummy dudes.
Yeah.
But I wonder at what point do you, like, what point is it, like, okay, well, maybe I'm creating toxic art, or maybe toxic people like my art.
Yeah.
Because my art is good and lots of people like it. This is a conversation, so I guess that's why we're doing free association. So please interrupt me if I'm rambling too long.
Oh, no, like I...
But I watched a video from Movie Bob the other day, who hit or miss what people think about him. Sometimes he's super, like, woke, liberal, white guy. Like, yo, fucking middle America. Like, he's very anti-intellectualism, which is not a bad position necessarily, but a little bit... More on the, yo, I don't care if these people want to, like, have their feelings hurt. They've been fucking up for so long, I don't care. So, like, he has a lot of hot takes, which are, like, possible to be like, yo, Bob, chill. But also, I think he's a very more than competent film critic. Like, you know, I think he's a good film critic and has insightful opinions about games. Sometimes I'm like, I don't agree with you on that, but a lot of times I do. And he was talking about the Pickle Rick episode, which won an Emmy, by the way. Yeah,
I saw that.
But he was talking about how, like, the grand irony of it is that a lot of people love the, like, oh, Pickle Rick. Like, they love the memes. And, like, yo, Rick's so badass. Like, look what he did, like, with all his intellect. And they kind of miss, like...
whole point of the episode is...
Yeah. Like, yeah, you saw it.
A terrible person who, like, avoids, like, his feelings and, like, all sorts of, like, is just a shitty person, like...
Yeah, like...
with repression.
Yeah, like, the psychiatrist reads him pretty well. Both in the literal sense and the slang sense, but also like he was saying that, you know, it wasn't badass that Rick was able to like save himself from this. He put himself
in this situation.
He put himself in this horribly dangerous situation, and his downfall could have been due to his cowardice to go to therapy. Like of anything he could have done, he could have zoned out. He could have just tried to go and be a dick to the psychiatrist. He could have actually tried to get therapy, but no, he was like, no, feelings bad. Don't feelings. And all the stuff in the show points to be like, don't be like the stereotypical Rick and Morty fan. Don't be like this kind of person.
Like, this guy's an asshole. Don't do this.
And like, he said it was ironic that the fans that say you have to be smart to understand Rick and Morty are actually the people that are, the show's too smart for them kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And it was an interesting video. I kind of liked it. And I think the show gets a bad rap because of its fans taking weird stuff in weird ways, you know? Like, if you think Pickle Rick's a great episode because of the pickle, not to rain on your parade, please enjoy that, but, like, that was not the reason that episode, like, came full circle, you know? It was just some nice set pieces. It gets an interesting backdrop. I don't know. That's my stream of consciousness, so...
Yeah, I feel ya.
Any other news, or I can just wrap up with some Nintendo Direct stuff and just kind of talk us out?
No, let's talk about the Nintendo Direct stuff and hit the road.
I'm starting
to get into the New York primaries just closed, so I'm starting to...
Ooh, big stuff. You voted today, right?
I did not, because I'm still registered in Pennsylvania.
That's right, yeah, you absentee voted. Or would
you? Well, I voted in the primary in, like, May when the primary was.
Okay.
And now I'm waiting for my general election absentee ballot.
When's that?
In November.
Awesome. Just for the listeners, you gotta vote.
Please vote. Oh my god, please vote.
I was thinking today, like, maybe elections shouldn't, like, have who the party member is, like, on the ballot. Like, I don't know if that might help anything in the long run. If you couldn't just, like, vote straight party with a button, you actually had to, like, know who was running and what their issues were, but whatever. Nintendo Direct. So, like I said, we talked about the Smash Animal Crossing, which was kind of like, they went through everything, like, hey, we have one more thing to show you. They showed Mega Man, and that's coming out. We knew Mega Man 11 was coming out, so that's kind of old news, but they showed it. They showed some indie stuff. I'm trying to... their version 4.0 is coming out, so some new maps, obviously some new weapons and gear and clothes. It just looks pretty sick. I don't know if there's a new game mode or a new special, but there was something that he was charging up, like a spirit bomb kind of thing. They already had, like, the splashdown, which was a ground pound, but this looked like a spirit bomb that charges for a while. They have, like, a new grenade that you, like, hold and, like, you cook it a little bit kind of thing. But they were shaking it like a spray paint can. I don't know. There's, like, lots of just cute stuff. Someone had a giant hammer. It looked like that Homestuck hammer kind of thing. Like a toy hammer kind of thing, but it was real giant size. So that's going to be good. Like I said, we got the tiny little bit of Smash news. What else? Mario Party looks sick. I don't know. It's just a return to form. There's like a, they have like a structured single player mode if you want to do that. You can play against people online. So it looks fun. There's like special dice for different characters. So it looks like they fixed all the stuff that people didn't like about the last two or three Mario Parties and made it. And the game looks to be like, the game is like 95% random, but skill will like get you over that edge versus when it was like 99.9% luck and a little bit of skill would help you. It seems like if you can skill your way through some of these games, you can win. And there's also like four player co-op mini games that are just all screw your friends over.
So yeah,
that's kind of cool. There was another game I saw that was like, yo, this is the real screw your friends over game, not Mario Kart, but I don't remember what it was anymore. lots of DLC coming out. The Pokemon Let's Go looks pretty cool. I don't know, Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee, you could pay their Pokemon, give the, like your Pikachu and Eevee, give them a little skill. They replace all the HMs with like just your Pokemon does it. So like Eevee or Pikachu will slash the tree. But like, I'm like, so what about Fly? And they're like, oh, Pikachu like goes in an action pose and then you, he like gets balloons and you fly like an air balloon. I'm like, okay, I guess Pikachu can summon balloons now. You can ride different Pokemon.
The
you
tracks. Get
to, yeah, you know, and there's like new, a new Switch console if you want that one. There's one for Smash Bros. Lots of Amiibo. Luigi's Mansion 2 or 3 is coming out, so that's kind of cool. Luigi isn't dead like we thought he was after the Smash trailer.
Oh, good.
You can play as go ahead.
Oh, I got a Wii, but it's not like I purchased a Wii. My roommate went home over the weekend and brought back her old Wii from her house.
That's old school.
Yeah, so an ancient console to
honestly,
to play like one game with.
The Wii had hits though. Like, there's definitely a catalog there. The Wii U had some hits too, which is why they're all coming to Switch. Katamari Damacy is getting a remaster. It's called Katamari Damacy Rerolled. Never got a chance to play that game
because
that was when I was like not money having. So I never got it for PS2. I just played it a lot like in Walmarts and GameStops, so I probably will pick that up. But it's a fun game. For those who don't know, because I guess we might have an audience that's not our age, wow. But basically, the king of all cosmos was throwing a big old banger or something. He did something irresponsible. He was very naughty, in his words. This is a very Japanese game. He's like, hey, so I screwed up the stars, so you gotta go collect junk on Earth and like roll stuff up so I can make new stars. And basically, it's like one of those games you start with like a little tiny ball, and it can roll up anything that's smaller than that ball. So you pick paper clips and paper and stuff, so you can eventually pick up like cans and trash cans and cars and buildings and stuff like that in like a time limit. You could play like with friends. Apparently like, there's like a co-op mode, or at least a split, like a competitive mode, and that's kind of cool. They have like a lot of stuff you can like break the Joy-Cons off and play with your buddies. All the like a lot of Final Fantasies are coming. So we're getting like that Final Fantasy 15 Pocket Adventure, which apparently is the full game, but it's like chibi or something. I don't know. We're getting 7, 10, 10, 2, and I want to say 12.
All right.
Like Chocobo Mystery Dungeon or whatever, which seems to be like what inspired or ripped off Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. So they get announced like 7 Final Fantasy games all at once. Like, oh, by the way, you're going to get a whole bunch of stuff coming to Switch. So it's not the Final Fantasy 7 remaster or a remake, but it's 7, which will sell because it's 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They did some 3DS stuff, but I don't have a 3DS, so I was only halfway paying attention. But like Kirby's Epic Yarn's coming back. It looks good. Yoshi's Craft Adventure. So it wasn't like Yoshi's Woolly World, it didn't look like, but it looked like a felt Yoshi this time. And you, like, you play around like a bunch of like plastic cups and dioramas and stuff, and you can play the levels, like shift the perspective, play them backwards. You can see like behind the diorama. It's like a gimmick that's going to be one of those things where to just pass the game, a 3-year-old could get to the end, but like to get all the secrets and whatnot, you have to be like hardcore gamer master, and at no point is the game going to make you feel guilty about that. Like, just seeing all the perspective change, I'm like, there's going to be a lot of shit in this game to collect if you want to.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to, this game's going to be like a joke, which is kind of Nintendo and Kirby method. Seeing the ending, it's not going to be hard, maybe a little tricky, but to complete it, you're going to have to do stuff that's like obnoxious.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, a good method. It makes it so that if you're a hardcore elite gamer, there's something for you. And if you're just like, hey, I just want to have a good time and have some cute stuff. Like, hey, well, here's this. Like, Kirby, you can't even die. Like, go ahead. You can't lose. But you might not win. So I think that's an interesting design ethos. Like I said, let's indie stuff come in. Like, there's some Star Fox thing. It's not actually a Star Fox game. I don't know. I reacted to it. I might put the reactions up, but like, lots of people have the reactions up. But that's what I saw. You know, it is what it is. Fun stuff.
Good stuff.
But it's been a quick little hour. I think we gave the people their art, as Jesus and Meryl would say. We gave people the art. We gave people a reveal. We revealed the geekliness. Should we do some social media biz? Walk us out.
Yeah, let's walk us out. Alright, so, hey, we never introduced ourselves at the beginning, I don't think, but I'm Stephanie, I'm Captain Steph on Twitter, I'm the Snowqueer on Tumblr, I'm Hella Steph on Instagram, you can find Dom at Brother Dom pretty much anywhere on the internet he wants to be found, that's T-H-A, not T-H-E-R, we are Character Reveal all over the internet, Character Rev on Twitter, that's Character R-E-V, two R's in the middle. Character Reveal on Facebook, Character Reveal on Instagram. You can find old episodes of our show at characterreveal.simplecast.fm. You can hit us up for some perks, or just toss some money our way. Patreon.com/character reveal. Did I get everything?
Yep. That's pretty much it. So check out all the shows we have on here. So like, you're listening to Geekly Reveal now, either live or on the pod. You'll see other episodes of Character Reveal, and make sure to check out our other new show, Finding 5 o'clock. It's a cute little show where we talk about a good beer and recommend it to match with something nerdy you might like. And as fall has come upon us, we have done some nice fall beers, pumpkin beers, wheat beers. My co-host over there is very knowledgeable about beers, so she'll bring the information on that, and I'm just a big old dork, so I make tenuous connections that are fun, that'll give you something to drink or something to play or watch. So
good stuff. And is that a stream or is that on various podcast catchers?
That's just on the catchers. So if you're listening to this on an app on the podcast, you'll have seen it on the feed. If you're listening to this live, it'll be up soon. We're just trying to build a backlog because life happens.
Know that for sure.
Hey, well, listeners, thanks for listening. If you were on YouTube, thanks for watching, having us in another tab, whatever it may be. If you're listening on the podcast, thanks. We always appreciate that, and we love you. And until next time, see you later.
Bye.